Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Michael Keegan, your host, and our guest today is Todd Simpson, Chief Information Officer at USDA. Also joining us from IBM is Tim Stitely. You know, Todd, I talked to many of my guests about the use of collaboration and partnerships among agencies and with the private sector to achieve mission results. How are you leveraging partnerships and collaboration to improve operations?
Great question. So I would say I collaborate very heavily with Beth Cloran, the HHS CIO. She is really, really dedicated, and I think that she is very serious about bringing some positive change. We have a monthly meeting with all the CIOs that report up to her. But also, I spend time with her outside of that meeting. I think that's one very important element. Another very important element is I spend a lot of time collaborating with leadership at NIH and the CDC. We have a lot of the same types of problems. We have foreign travel programs that are very comparable, at least in terms of maybe not scope, but in terms of what we're doing, sending people to hostile countries that are identified on the State Department hostile country list, things like that. So a lot of our problems are the same, and we have a lot of commonality in our mission too. So there's common points in our mission so we can relate. And I think just the collaboration with those like-minded agencies is something that's been very big. And from an external standpoint, internally, we're doing everything that we can to beef up our collaboration platforms, our instant message platforms, our smartphones, our video teleconferencing, those types of technologies. And I think that, making sure that we're all connected, because the FDA is big and it's international, and we have, I have 70 people outside of headquarters just supporting people in the continental U.S. So I have to connect with those people, and, those collaboration platforms are very important for that.
As a follow-up to that, given the critical role of technology, information technology, in both enabling the mission and delivering the programs, how has the role of CIO transitioned and evolved into a trusted advisor? And what are the characteristics of a successful CIO?
I'm still trying to figure that out. I actually think I am still trying to figure that out. I think that bringing a business lens to the problem, I think that's the key. I think that's actually the key for everyone. If you do that, being a CIO or a CEO or a CO, it doesn't matter. You're going to be a valued member of the team that's there to solve the problem. And so, that's what I try to do. And I try to just use a conscientious approach, and I have a lot of empathy for my customers. So I bring passion to my role, a lot of passion. And sometimes I think that passion can actually be construed or interpreted as anger, but it's not. It's just passion. And I actually will hurt when my customers hurt. When I find out that my customers were down for a day or a weekend, and we could have sent a note that said, it's our fault, or we were aware of it, or something, and we didn't, and we're not doing things like that anymore. But there was a time, I think, that things like that happened. And I bring a lot of empathy, because I've been at the other end. I've been the customer before. Everybody's had to deal with your cable provider, I'm sure you all have spent a Saturday morning on the phone wondering why, you're anyway. Exactly. And so.
See, turning to the future, I'm going to combine two questions. What are your highest priorities over the next couple of years? And more importantly, what emerging technologies hold the most promise for achieving those priorities?
So I think data is one of the biggest ones. We're going to be immobile if we don't get our arms around the data. Dr. Califf once said publicly that the interoperability issues at FDA were so great that we would be toppled by our own weight if we didn't solve those problems. So so I think data is big. The interoperability and the duplication, solving the duplication issue, which we're well on our way. We're conducting a rationalization exercise as part of the strategic plan where we've identified all the software that's in use across this federated environment. And there are some situations where we do have duplicative pieces of software in play, and we're going to go after that kind of stuff and get everybody, you know, basically, we're building a technology roadmap for every single application that we use, and we're going to define its life cycle up front. And it's okay to have two or three of the same types of software if the nuances are so specific that they have to be that way to map up to the requirements. But we're going to know what they are, and so having complete mastery of the environment is really where we're going to solve that duplication issue. The interoperability issue really comes down to the new technologies, you know, the cloud. That's really big. You know, there are microservices development, microservices that we're looking at changing the way that we do our development methodology, looking at the way that we structure our development shop around that. And, you know, looking at the types of appliances and code, the standards that we employ. Which all this stuff is in motion, by the way. Mm-hmm. So, again, I mentioned earlier that I had a subcommittee under my CIO council that I stood up, and that's their job to define that pathway through that, you know, where does GitHub fit in to the equation from a development standpoint? So, you know, I think you know, from an innovation standpoint, we have an innovation lab, and I've separated innovation from my chief technology officer for a reason, mostly because of that stabilization factor. Sure. But also, I didn't want my brilliant CTO spending his time playing with toys. Yeah. Not that he would have, because he's just not like that. But there is a need to do exploration and to work with our customers on that exploratory, you know, emerging new technology, and that's what my innovation lab does. And after we proof the concept, then it transitions over to the CTO once we embed it into our roadmap. So I think it's not the actual technologies as much as the approach that we're trying to follow, because I've heard people say, well, we got to go to the cloud. Well, I'm not so sure that everything needs to go to the cloud. So we create a governance board for our cloud. It's not a highly bureaucratic body, but it's a group that evaluates every single decision. So somebody will say, here's my requirement. And we say, oh, wow, this is low data. Or now it doesn't matter as much because the FedRAMP ATOs are changing. But there's a reason why we put things in the cloud, and sometimes, admittedly, it's more expensive to go to the cloud. So if we're not exploiting something like that elasticity, then maybe we don't want to put it in the cloud. So I think it's in the way that we're making decisions that's really changing, and that's
great. So one last question, Todd. So, what advice would you give someone who's thinking about a career in public service?
I would say go for it. I'm a public servant. I love what I do, and I feel like it's for me. You know, I would rather work for the American public than for the bottom line. Mm-hmm. But that's just my personal preference. And I would say that if you're considering a career in public service, you know, just do everything you can to be the very best. Don't say, well, if I were doing the private sector path, I may do things differently. I never looked at it that way. I always tried to stay at the cutting edge on my certifications. When I felt like I needed more education, I went back to school. You know, I pushed myself really hard, and I just wanted to be, you know, a value add wherever I was. So I would say, I don't know, that's how I look at the world.
Great answer. You know, I want to thank you for taking time out of your day, but more importantly, Tim and I would like to thank you for your dedicated service to the country.
Thank you very much.
This has been the Business of Government Hour, a conversation with Todd Simpson, Chief Information Officer at the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. My co-host today from IBM has been Tim Stitely. Be sure to join us next week for another informative, insightful, and in-depth conversation on improving government effectiveness. For the Business of Government Hour, I'm Michael Keegan, and thanks for joining us.
This has been the Business of Government Hour. be sure to visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's conversation. Until next week, it's businessofgovernment.org.